According to the laws of Shabbos, we are up to the second malacha. It's okay. Malacha of Choresh, which is plowing. And in the beautiful four volume set, the 39 malachos of Rabbi David Ribiat, which we have in the back, I have to begin by sharing you the definition, or the as he begins, the basic premise of Choresh is the preparation of the soil or landscape for the purpose of making it more suitable for seeding or planting. Therefore, any improvement of arable land or soil is the malacha of Choresh. So in the Kitzer, Hilcha Shabbos discusses this at greater length. He says as follows. He says that Nechav Malachas Choresh, included in this prohibition of plowing, is kol tikun shebasada, any form of fixing up the ground, the field, bein shehutzarach zriya ogodol tzavim beilanos, whether your purpose is to eventually put seeds into the ground, or for grass to grow, or for trees to grow in that area, oshar tikun, any other way of fixing up the land, improving it, nefil imrak liafos asada, even if you just want to beautify it, which would include landscaping. Gamal chfiras guma b'chutz, so too a person would be digging a hole outside. Oal hashavos gavshushis b'chutz, which is leveling the ground, or leveling a mound so that the ground is all one smooth size, one smooth area. Oibrim al malachas choresh. By doing that, you violated plowing. And then he says that gam nechlo b'zeh, also included in this malacha, is a mezavel sadehu, if a person would fertilize their field. O mesaklun, which means that if there's stones or things which cause it to be difficult for one to be able to plow, it could destroy your plow, or it's going to be more difficult to be able to have your trees to grow, so you may wish to remove some stones, rocks in that area, that also is considered to be under the category of choresh, of plowing. Shekamokin mishchai mishum choresh. He says that some of them fall as an av, which, as we said, the distinction between an av and a tolda is an av is something which is directly related to the construction of the Mishkan, or the process of baking bread, or the cooking of various dyes which were necessary in the making of the Mishkan, certain materials. Some of them are the tolda, which is something which is compared or comparable to it. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, which there's not an actual simon designated for this malacha, but it does say in toward the end of simon Shin Lamed Zayin, more specifically in Sif Dalid, it says that also was sadid chavis al aretz. We're more familiar with the example of dragging a bench, something which is very heavy, onto the ground. Here, use an example of a barrel. Tikivanchi kfeida, because it's so heavy, yavol hashvos gumos. You're going to end up causing an indentation in the ground. You're going to end up making these lines, and therefore bahavi psikresha. Even though your intention is not necessarily to plow, your intention is to get this very heavy barrel from point A to point B. But since by doing this, and so heavy, will 100% cause this line, even though it's a davershin mischavin, you didn't want to do any malacha. But since it's a psik ratio, which means it's for sure that you're going to have done a malacha, you're going to have done this act of plowing this type of field, you're not allowed to do it. And therefore, furthermore, the Kitzer Hilchos Shabbos says the following on this topic. Also, ligror eiz a davar b'ofen shepsik reisha lasos choritz. A person cannot drag not only the language of the Shulchan Aruch, a barrel, anything which is very heavy, which is going to make this indentation to the ground. That one is not allowed to do. Mikol makom, nonetheless, im einu mochrach shiasa choritz. If, let's say, it's not guaranteed, it's not what's called, as we said, a psik reisha, there's a chance it may happen, it may not necessarily cause this huge indentation, then in that situation, and it was in mischavin, your intention of bringing it from is only to bring it from one place to the next. You really don't care about the mark that it may or may not make in kanisser. Then that situation is not a problem. It's only an issue if it is a psik reisha. For sure, you're going to end up making this huge indentation into the ground. Mikol makom, mutar leilech I'll offer tichuach o b'chol. A person is allowed to go upon and walk upon ground which is loose or on sand. Afim osin gumba b'makom drisas raglaim. Even while you are walking, inevitably you are going to be making some type of marks into the sand. Doesn't mean a person is allowed to walk in such an area. You're allowed to walk on the beach on Shabbos with your shoes or whatever, even though you're going to be making them. Some type of indentation to the ground. You're not intending to really make a hole in the ground. It's just through the pressure of you walking, and therefore that's not considered to be under the category of choresh. It's not a problem. Also, a person can go in a place where there is ground. Im eglo shel katanim, which is referring to a baby carriage. A person can push a baby carriage in such an area. He says, of course, the place is an Erev. Afim osim charitzim b'derech hiluch, even though there's the possibility that it will make these marks. Shegam kan hacharitzim nasim aydei shenichva shakarka tachtaho. It's not comparable to a very heavy barrel or a bench, which is going to make these huge lines, but rather you're just pushing it, and because of the basic pressure, of just as our foot would cause some pressure onto the ground, that's not considered to be a malach of choresh. Avol b'zeh yesh l'hizahir, a person should still be careful. Shel leilech b'makom gidol atzavim. Just as a sidebar, as he mentions, it could be another potential issue, which will be the third malacha, that you should not push your baby carriage in a grassy area, because im yechshash, because in the situation where you are concerned, shiyidlush eza davar b'shas halicha, that by you pushing this baby carriage, that maybe what will end up happening is you'll cause some of the grass to be torn out, which is another malacha of harvesting. Now, the last thing I want to share with you, also found in the Sefer, the 39 Malachos, is digging in a sandbox. The question is a child allowed to go into a sandbox on Shabbos, assuming that you're going to be not allowing your child to do malacha on Shabbos? So is this allowed? So I'd like to share with you the last two these two paragraphs, and then we'll stop. Digging in a sandbox is not choresh if the sand is very loose and dry to the extent that when a hole or depression is formed, the walls of the depression immediately collapse. And that's the same idea of walking on sand. And furthermore, he says that choresh is only applicable where plowing and tilling could possibly improve the land or soil for seeding. However, if the land is not arable, it's not something which possibly you could plant anything in it, like in a desert, then the malacha of choresh cannot occur.